Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, a new Saturday morning show. As usual, we have a little bit of technological drama in that one of my two co-hosts today, Candy, cannot get into the queue, but I do have Ben here. Ben, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect.
How are you doing?
If you can, great. Well, sort of great. This technological stuff makes me cray-cray. But if you can just tell, because Ben is one of our new additions. So, Ben, if you can just spend a few minutes telling the listeners about you and the work you do and how you ended up here. I just take like 2 minutes to enlighten everybody about that. I'm going to try to capture Candy somehow, some way. So just tell everybody a little bit about your journey, and I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Ben. I live in Tampa, Florida. Around 31, I went to a hypnotist, and we did several meditations for negativity, past lives, and I did meditations at home, and then all of a sudden my powers woke up, and all of a sudden I'm doing readings and seeing things that I never saw before, so seeing beings, I guess, in my car, so it's been developing ever since then, so it's, I guess you can say I'm ready right now, so. I've got the circle. Jethro's circle Saturday night, Friday night, yesterday. So that was pretty wild, you know. So you know, it's been going pretty good so far. So pretty interesting. Of course, you're still studying crystals and. Totems, and I'm going to be learning about ETs. That's going to be interesting. I haven't seen an ET yet. I think they're being sent to me right now, but I haven't seen one yet. So that's pretty, that'll be interesting when that happens.
Great. Okay. I haven't seen an ET either, but I certainly believe everything until I don't believe it. So I sort of use the process of elimination. Hold on. I think that I found our dear Candy. I think I found our dear Candy. This makes me crazy. But I think 661, just let this please be her. And I have a new computer. It's a touch screen. Candy, is this you?
Hello, my dear Amy and Ben. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, God. I just got goosebumps when I heard your voice. I'm so Skype doesn't
I
work
for
me.
I told you yesterday there was going to be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah. And we created one.
We created
that's how powerful our thoughts. That's how powerful our thoughts are. It's we can have whatever we want. And Candy and I were talking about about this. So we created, but good, it created a nice little window for Ben to share with the viewers a little bit about himself. And Ben, here's the thing. I talk a lot. I think Candy talks a lot, and I can tell you're a little bit soft-spoken. So I'm going to try to create a space, but I think one of the reasons you're on the show with the two of us is for you to learn to, so just, you know, speak over us. I wish, you know what, Jethro, when he does the show, I'll be flapping along, and suddenly I'll hear a muted. And it's like, okay. But that's what happens when I go and start pulling messages from Spirit. You know, there's no time up there. But since we're doing the show in this dimension where we've created time and the show's an hour long, we have to pretend there's time. So it's hard for me to pull messages and remember that there's time all at the same time. And I noticed that we have Jan in chat. I have this goofy new touchscreen computer, which they should have checked my ID and said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you are too old for this computer because things just things just disappear. But Candy, okay, why not? You're fairly new to Psychics Gone Wild as well. So why don't you tell the callers a little bit about yourself? Because if I pull up your bio, I'm going to lose the screen that has all the telephone numbers on it, and it'll be crazy. So why don't you tell the callers a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Candy, and I've had my ability since I was 3 years old. I had a clairsentient experience when I was three. And in the last year, I've been awakened more, and I took my mediumship class under Miss Bill Salisbury. I just finished that last Saturday, and I have a lot of the clairs. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get the message, but that's part of the mediumship, too. I live in Houston. And not much more than there is to tell, Amy.
Oh, there's plenty more, but that's good.
Oh, there's
that's
plenty
good
more
for now. And
right
for
now.
Those of you who know me, I just found me washed up on the shore, and that's crazy because I guess now that I look back in time, I've had these gifts all my life, but I until I ran into Jethro, I called it mental illness, and a whole series of things happened, one of which my husband, who many of you have met, died, and then my brother died, and things just burst wide open, and it's been a wonderful ride. But today, it's going to be very exciting because I'm so scared of losing the caller cue. I usually, when I do the shows, pull cards, and I pull them electronically because my dead people love to mess with electronics. But I'm afraid I'm going to lose the window. So I did this. I just work with whatever is there. I was doing a radio show, but I was driving from Jacksonville to Orlando. So I decided I was going to, the show must go on. So I just read billboards, and I read my driving, you know. So as soon as I would hear the area code, that's when I pull the message. I don't want to hear the person's voice or name or anything like that. I just go from the area code. That's when I pull my message. So if I had to change lanes because some traffic pattern thing, that was the reading. If I came across the billboard, it was just immediately apparent what I was supposed to. As soon as I heard the area code, I would just look at the next thing I saw or base the reading on the next thing I was forced to do. And it was so spot on. It was really incredible. then I did a show. One of our good friends over at Curious Times, Chris, asked me to do a show one night. And, you know, we've had nothing. It's not that there's anything wrong with angels or any of this stuff. It's all good information, since we had a bunch of them. So I did channel change. I did channel change readings. I had people pick a number between 1 and 999. And that's what I'm going to do today, is use the channel changer. I'm actually in Cocoa Beach, Florida, right by the Kennedy Space Center. I love space and I love the astronauts. So I think that that's going to be really exciting. And one time I was in doctor's appointment and I had to do a radio show. The show must go on. I didn't have my cards. I didn't have a channel changer. So I just gave cloud readings. And the clouds would give me these really powerful messages, and they were just spot on. This girl called, and I just said, okay, I'm just going to base it on that cloud right there as soon as I heard the area code. Now, she asked a relationship problem. The cloud split in two, and then one of the two parts became a shell, like a seashell, and then a seahorse came out of the seashell. And the message for her was that she was really too embedded in her relationship and had lost her sense of self, and that she needed to, you know, reconnect with her solar plexus chakra and redefine her sense of self independent from the relationship and come out of her shell. So my point being that while, you know, it is certainly great to take classes and lessons like what Candy just did, because we can learn so much from people who have been working with the energy for a long time. It's not a special deck of cards or a special stone or a special this or a special that is going to give you the messages. The messages come from, they're just in the energy. They come from spirit because they are from spirit. And spirit's going to use, like, you know, when you're on the phone and you have to jot something down, either, you know, sometimes you grab the pencil, sometimes you grab the pen, you just, you know, whatever candy. And if none of those things are there, you might write it with your lipstick or your mascara. Mm-hmm. Well, not if you're a guy, right. But maybe. You know, the messages are everywhere, and just by raising your awareness, you will begin to tune into them, and they're going to come in from all sorts of places. But we already have a bunch of callers. Enough about me. So let's get started here with Amy and Candace and Ben and area code 925. 925, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Sahara.
Hi, Sahara, how are you this morning?
I'm great, how are you guys?
Great. Did you have, I think what we're going to do is we're going to just take turns, we're going to go in order, we're starting with Ben, do you have, and then we're going to go Ben, Candace, Amy. We're not going to change it. Ben, Candace, Amy, we'll just go that way, because if I try to get any more creative, I don't trust myself this morning. So do you have a question? Do you have a question for us?
I do. My best friend is back from the Navy, and she's not really speaking to me right now, and we've been best friends for like 8 years, and she hasn't really reached out to me, and I want to know if I can resolve this or, how can I fix our friendship right now?
Okay, I'm going to let Ben go first, but so that we can keep a flow to this, can you give me a number between 1 and 999?
875.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, go, Ben. Thanks. We'll get started.
Okay, how long has it been since you talked to her?
I texted her like 2-3 weeks ago, and she got it, but she just didn't reply.
Yeah, it seems like she's moved on. some reason. She's not really getting a whole lot from that. She just, I guess she's kind of closed off right now. She doesn't want anybody messing with her right now. That's what I'm getting. She's kind of gone. She went in a different direction than I'm feeling. She's just, that's why you haven't heard from her. I guess she has some things she has to get through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I haven't heard from her. After hearing from her again, I don't think so. Something's going on with her, but it's kind of, she's kind of blocking it, seems like. Yeah, can't you see anything?
Yeah. Just a second. I'm seeing that she still got her mind on what she went through in her military. She is trying to heal from what she went through. You're being asked to give her a little bit of space. And I feel like around the beginning of June, she'll start to get herself back together. And she'll start to reach out to you. And I'm just saying that you just need to give her little bit of space. She must have went through something that she saw that was a little bit traumatic to her system, and she just really needs to get over this. And I really feel that towards June she'll start to, you know, like I said, get back to herself, but she mm-hmm. may not be the same person, because whatever she saw or whatever happened has changed her, and you have to, you know, support
yeah.
her or give her space. Amy?
This is crazy, because I got I was just writing this stuff down and, like, going somehow or other. The first message that came up was, it was commercial time. The first message was one a day. And I took that to just mean one day at a time. She is really going on, she really is going through a difficult period right now. The next thing I saw was, which I attributed to the outcome, was smooth sailing. It was the Geico lizard sailing a sailboat in a beautiful harbor. So that was what I saw as the outcome. But the first message, and it was just as soon as it popped in, it was just, you know, one a day, which is really just, she's just taking it one day at a time. This is great, because right now I'm just looked up at the TV, and there is a paraplegic dog that was walking down the beach, and she is going through a difficult time, and she's cleaning her head. She's, you know, she's cleaning her head out, and she's clearing her head out. The other two picked up on. In the meantime, what I was getting from the messages is real clear that not to take this personally. Don't you change. Don't lower yourself. You know, she needs you to pull her up, but it's not like you're going to pull her up by by carrying her. She needs, like this dog I'm looking at that only has two legs. She needs to stand on her own two feet, and she just needs you to be there by her side. There's another image I saw that I think is sort of important to this, which was there was someone on the side of the shore doing like a kid doing a little remote control sailboat, and then the sailboat like washes up. It was not successful. So the message that I have for you as far as that goes is any efforts that you make to try to control her or try to, you know, not let her go through, find her own way to get back up on her own two feet, are not going, you know, are not going to, not mm-hmm. going to be successful. So don't, you know, don't, you choose your own words, but don't try to, you know, you can tell her that everything's going to be all right, but to tell her that everything is all right, or you try to make everything all right by pouring, you know, sugar and sweet stuff, or not honoring the fact that she is in this space right now, is not going to be successful. So we will all hold your friend in the light. Many people who come back from the military, whether they saw active combat or not, come back changed people, and we owe as a nation, we owe all of them a debt of gratitude, and we owe them our support. You know, we support, but it's different between supporting people and you know, and care. You know, you want to foster your friend's independence and you know, and sustainability. Anyway, I hopefully that's helped. Do any of the others, do you have any parting words? Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for calling, and call back. And I'm going to go to the next caller here. Try to get a little organized. I feel a little, and we predicted this. We created this. Okay, 701, are you there? 701?
Hello?
Hi, are you there? Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you all?
Doing good, and you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm not really sure what I want
to
ask. My name is Laurel.
Laurel?
Hi, Laurel.
Yep. Hi. I kind of want to ask about my financial future, but I guess if that doesn't come to you, just whatever comes to you.
Okay, so you can just give me a number between 1 and 999, and then I'm going to turn it over to Ben, and we'll go Ben, Candace, Amy.
307.
Okay, perfect. Ben, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, I think it's going to get better. We're coming to the end of this month. I think it's going to get better at the end of May. And it'll improve over June, July. Did you get a job recently, a new job or anything new?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I just started a
That's
new
why.
Job. Yep.
Okay, yeah. So you're rebuilding everything right now. So, yeah, everything's going to start moving up from now on. So, yeah, I think you'll get, like, a raise of some sort in, yeah, end of May. Like you've been there for a while. Of course, it's not going to be that long. You know, you'll get a raise for being there. Really, some sort of raise is going to come. It's not a huge one, but it'll be a pay increase. And I think you'll be able to get your finances together over the course of the year. So things will look bright. I think around December is when you'll finally feel comfortable with your finances. So,
great.
Candy, you want to go in?
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling that you need to release the fears that you feel about this financial situation and give it to your higher power and ask for, like, abundance to come in. Your financial situation is going to even out, and if you trust that you in divine timing, you're going to feel so much better. Just relax about it and release your fears that you feel inside. You're so tensed in your chakras that they're so unbalanced right now. But if you just release, relax, and trust in what's going to happen, the next few months it's going to be, you know, still a little bit rocky, but by the time summer rolls around, it's going to start to even out. And by the end of the year, it's going to be so much better, but you just need to relax. You are so tight and wound up. Maybe you need to go out into nature and relax and listen to the different sounds, like the birds, look at some flowers, and just trust into your divine timing, because you're learning as you're going. This is what I'm being told. Okay, Amy?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Lordy, this just cracks me up. Okay, so I got this infomercial for this power pressure cooker, and that really describes sort of your mindset right now. There's been a lot of pressure on you. But as I watched the infomercial and just started writing down my observations, there was great abundance. There's great abundance, but it's cooking right now. You know how with the, with a crock pot, the stuff sort of simmers, and because of that, it's totally different than, the way you cook food in the microwave. In the microwave, it's fast, but it's just not that, not like the flavors aren't mixed together and all of this sort of stuff. So you're in a this period that you're in right now is going to lead to great abundance, but it's also a period of time where you're going to learn to do things, and it's going to be quick. It actually said it's going to be 10 times quicker. So this financial abundance is going to come relatively quickly. But there's a lesson here, and there's a lesson in the financial constraints that you're in right now are really a God-given opportunity to redefine your thoughts about money and redefine the way that you spend your money, so that even when this great abundance comes, that you will be a better steward of your money. You know how like a cat, I can't even believe I'm seeing whatever, a cat, you know, like how if you go out of town for the weekend or something, you can leave a cat, you can leave them food, and they'll just eat it when they need nourishment. But if you did the same thing with a dog, they would just eat all the food, you know, and your car wouldn't even be out of the driveway. So the other message I'm getting is that when the abundance comes, to be, you know, not live frugally, still reward yourself, but treat it more, you know, treat your finances, do it more like a cat does than a dog. I'm certainly a dog when it comes to my finance. When I have money, I spend, and then when I don't have money, you know, I starve, and then I think the universe doesn't provide for me. So that's the final message I would give you, is when the abundance comes, which is going to be relatively quickly, take this period of time when you have had these financial constraints and incorporate some of those spending habits, or not spending habits as the case may be, into the abundance, so that it will, so you won't have all these peaks. You won't have all these peaks and valleys. So I hope that helped.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you so much,
Amy, Laurel.
Yeah.
I'm also being shown somebody handing you a yellow flower, which means that you have the strength to do it. Just believe in yourself.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
What does the 307 mean? I mean, when you asked me that, what did you do with that number?
Oh, you weren't on earlier. Because I'm actually out of town, so I don't have my cards, and I got a new computer, so I can't pull my cards electronically. So I am doing channel changing readings. You said 307, but I don't think you said 307. I thought you said 3, whatever number you said. But I know that started with a 3, and there was a 7 in it. Just pushed I have the television on mute, and I just pushed that channel in and just observe what I see. So yeah, so that's I'm doing channel changing reading. Because the messages come from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ben and Candy and Amy.
Yeah,
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Have a
give
wonderful
us a call
day.
Back and
I will.
Good luck with everything. Okay, now I've got to make sure that I... Okay, so now we have, I know who this is. This is our dear friend, Annette. Annette, hi, how are you?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Annette.
I love this.
Good to see you this morning. How have you been?
Pretty good, honey. I like this time a lot better than in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
this is a good time.
Yeah, Annette. She's one of our greatest fans, loyal listener, and really hardworking, really works hard on herself. But with that all said, give me a number and tell us what you want us to focus on, and we'll go from there. So just give me a number between 1 and 999.
404.
Okay, Ben, get started. I didn't mean to sound like barking.
Yeah, what's your question?
Work.
What do you see for me in the next couple months, Ben? And welcome.
Next couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're looking for specifically, like a job or?
A move.
A move?
Uh-huh. And, move in finances. I have my land up for sale.
I don't see a move anytime soon. I see your finances improving. But as for a move, next year.
I don't see
it anytime soon. Yeah.
Okay.
Your finances are going to improve. I see money coming in.
Okay, do you see my land being sold?
Not until next year.
Okay.
Then
how about my house? How about my house? I don't have my house up for sale, but I'm thinking about putting my house up for sale.
Yeah, see, that's probably where the money's coming from. See, there's like a short sale, something like that, next couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, my house is totally paid for, but...
Paid for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do see that being... Yeah. I see that happening in a couple months. If you're going to do that, I see that working out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Candy, you want to go on?
Hi.
Hi,
okay.
Honey.
How are you doing? Okay, Anita. I feel like this is a little bit... different than they were asking, but I feel that you're a light worker, and you're being asked to work on your blessings towards your spiritual power, and you have a natural ability to help others. And
mm-hmm.
about your abundance with your money, you're being asked to put it out there to ask. First, what you want, you know, do your abundance prayer and things. And for your house, I'm being told that you need to find somebody that you can totally trust with this. I feel like it's going to be a woman and that she's going to really help you with this. She's going to go all out and help you. And I feel like then I feel around August,
mm-hmm.
you know, things will start to start to work really good with this. And I just feel
at the end of the year, you're going to be so happy that everything is going to be in place where you want to be, and there's going to be so much abundance, and I just see a lot of happiness for you.
Thank you, Candy.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. I'll try to get through this because I got a lot of stuff, and I was really trying because I do know Annette, so when people I know call, I have to work extra hard to just the messages and not bring any of my friendships into it. But so the first message I got was as I tuned into the channel was game changer. You're in the middle of a great period of change, and it's change that you're creating. As I did sit here, it's CBS channel, but it was like the story of this football player. One thing that's really important is that you get a great deal of, and this came up, and certainly from knowing you, I know it to be true, but it was weird that it came up. So this is football player. And and he's a great humanitarian. He derives a great deal of his sense of self from helping others. But helper bees have to be very careful because you gain a great deal of your sense of self from helping others. It's part of your purpose. It's part of why you're here. But it's an ongoing balancing act of making sure that you treat yourself as one of the others that you go out to help. The next thing I got was home field advantage, and that spoke to me about your land. That land, while it's going to take longer than you want, is going to work to your advantage. This football player we went through in the time that I was sitting here, he goes through, there was some time when he was on the field, and it wasn't one of those things where he was just catching the ball and running and smooth sailing. He was scoring, but, it was one of those things where the ball goes down the field really slowly, lots of tackles, lots of points where you get to, fourth down, and then, you're at the fourth down, and then you get a first down. But home field advantage, your land, the field, is going to be at your advantage. But and this whole thing was over when they were having the happy moment at the end of the whole thing. There was snow on the ground. There was snow on the ground. So that really supports what Candy said about this happening in the winter. But throughout this whole thing, there wasn't a time in this story, and I wasn't listening. I was just watching. Never did this guy admit defeat, and never was there like. But there, it was. It's going to be slow. It's going to be slow and steady progress. But the big message, as soon as I turned the screen, I guess this segment was just starting, and they had titled the segment "Game Changer." So everything is changing. And it's changing because of you, not in spite of you. And so just really be patient and just make sure that you treat yourself as well as you treat those around you.
Okay.
That's what I get.
Anita?
Annette.
Somebody is talking to me about cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns?
Yeah. Do you know what this means? Somebody's talking about cinnamon buns.
Oh, those are probably the cinnamon buns because I'm staying at a hotel, and they have the breakfast down in the the people that stay at the Holiday Inn Express and eat the cinnamon buns and get all those superpowers. My cinnamon buns didn't have any superpowers.
Thanks for calling in, Annette.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
And if you make us, that's
a classic example of a walk-in.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of walk-ins, I had an interesting conversation. Okay, there we go. I had an interesting conversation with someone last night, and they asked me if clones had souls. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so. And they don't. Then I asked someone at a later show, and they said, no, they don't even have shot. They don't even have in. It's a totally different operator. It's a totally different operating system. So if you've got like a clone, but then some clones have walk-ins. So anyway, now there's some feedback. Let's tell me to shut up. That's about. And now we're going to go to 971. 971, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Kay. Kay?
Hi.
Hey. Hello. I was just curious. I'm sorry?
Oh, before you ask a question, will you just give me a number between 1 and 999?
1.
Go ahead, Ben.
Okay, so my question is, there's someone who I'm attracted to, and well, I basically have like a school girl crush on them, and I'm just curious if you guys pick up on anything, because I'm trying to meet up with him next week, and so he's like, oh, you know, let's talk then and figure it out. I'm like, all right.
No, I think he's just playing you along. I think he's with somebody else.
Yeah.
I think he has another relationship. He's just trying to be friends and, you know, maybe scoping you out is a good word for it, you know, but, you know, I think he's with somebody else. He's kind of keeping it quiet. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like, we're just sort of like getting to know each other, so it's not like I want to jump into anything. I mean, I'm cautious myself, so I'm not like, I really like this guy and I really hope that he's going to be my boyfriend. Like, totally not that at
all. He's doing the same thing, man. He's sort of seeing how, just take it slow. It might turn into something eventually. He has his mind on something else right now. He's going in a different. It might, I don't know, it's hard to say with him. He's kind of, he doesn't know what he wants with anything right now. Even with job and relationships, he's kind of sort of in a rut right now, it seems. Friendship is good, and it might just turn into a really good, a very good friendship, so at least it's something. So, because he's sort of in a rut. He's going to be there for a while, it seems. You know, find out where he's going to go with his life. He sort of thinks he knows, but not really. Candy, you want to take over?
Yeah, this person that I have a great big, huge red flag, like a stop sign. It's better to just be friends with this person. I believe that there's somebody else in the picture. I believe this guy is just a player, but you're going to have to watch for the signs for sure. But I do feel towards the fall, August, September, that there's going to be somebody that you meet that you're actually going to go places with, like stores, restaurants, go out dancing, bowling alley and stuff like this. But this is going to be a slow process with this new person that's going to be coming in, and it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth your time to get to know this new person.
Okay.
Amy?
fascinating because I got something so similar. The channel, since she picked one, I got, you know, when you go to the hotel and that first channel is like the it's like the travel channel. So as soon as I turn it on, I see this couple out on a date, and they're having a really good time. There's music playing, and they're just running around, and they're really having a great time. But then as I continued to watch and looked for signs, I noticed that she was with this guy just in the nighttime, and they're dancing and having fun and good times and stuff like that. But when she's eating meals or shopping, and that's what really blew me away when Candace said she saw you shopping with someone else later in the year. All the other stuff, like the shopping and the recreating at the beach and all of those sort of things. The person was with either with girlfriends or family. So I get the same thing, you know. I mean, and I get you're not you know this guy, and he's not really trying to he's not really pulling the wool over, you know. It's not. I don't get deceit. I just get he is who he is. And attraction is attraction. Sometimes we can't help the people that that we are attracted to. So enjoy this because the time you spend with him is going to change your energy. It's going to really free you up and lighten you up, and you're going to have a good time. And you're going to be different. It's going to be a good situation for him too because you're not like the other people. In his life because you accept him. Being
who
him.
He is.
And as a result, you're gonna have a good time. He's not gonna hurt you because you're not going to let him hurt you, because that's what I'm watching right now is an alligator. Now, when you leave alligator, if you let alligators be alligators and, you know, forage for their food that they like to eat and let them, sun themselves on the swamp, on the side of the swamp and stuff like that, they don't eat you. They don't, but, you know, if you try to make the alligator live in an environment or live a lifestyle that is not how they choose to live, they'll freaking eat you. They'll eat you alive. And now, interesting, so just let him be who he is. And it'll be a great thing, and there will be now I just saw a wedding, so there is going to be romance at the end of the year. I'm not sure though if the romance is this guy, or is going to be someone you attract because we become more attractive when we are seeking the company of, you know, whichever sex we prefer to seek the company of. It changes our vibration and we become more attractive. So I'm not clear whether there's the person at the end of the story is this guy, or if it's someone you attract because of this guy. But the time you spend with this guy is going to be really important.
Okay.
Hopefully
cool.
That made sense.
Well, Amy, I wrote down better. They will be better friends than lovers. So. You can always take so much out of any relationship that you get into.
We have to use all relationships for their highest good. We have to understand that anyone who comes into our life comes into our life for a reason. There's not that much accident as far as that. That part's really kind of fate. But what we do with those people, you know, there's some people that come into our lives that are better friends than, you know, than would-be lovers. And I think that's one of the things that we do with people is we assign them the wrong relationships. Even look at parent things, you know. Sometimes, like my mother, my mother would be a lovely neighbor, but she's a horrible, you know, she's not a good person for, she's not a good person. If we picked our parents, that would be a really lethal relationship. So what we have to kind of do sometimes is just make sure we assign the person the role. They're in our life for a reason, or it's either teach us a lesson or, you know, whatever. So it's really just important that we assign the people that come into our lives the right relationship, so that it can be used for the ultimate good for everybody. It's when we assign people the wrong job that we really start messing things up. You know, we really start messing things up. So we never want to assign someone a job that they're not going to be good at. And, you know, when it comes to matters of the heart, it's a very common tendency of all humans to just assign people, you know, we kind of set ourselves up because it's just not the best use of, it's not the best use of their energy. But this guy is going to, you're going to have a good time with him. So that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good time, sir. Yeah. Good to have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great.
Wow, Amy.
Okay.
This
now I gotta figure out where
really
we
went fast.
Yes, it has gone fast. I'm trying to see. We do have one more person.
One more call? I think we can probably get it in.
Yeah, because they've been holding for 37 minutes. So
yeah,
everyone else there. You know, Psychics Gone Wild, if you're in the chat, Jan, she's so good to tell, you know, we have a full range of hosts and hostesses of all different personalities, shows on all different times. Some of them are in the day, a lot of them are at night, and, you know, we urge you to call as many shows as you have time to, because all the readings are a little bit different, all the hosts are a little bit different. And when we put the different combinations of people together. So, you know, that's why it's called Psychics Gone Wild, because it's never the same. But here we have 708.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, how can we help today? We've got like 7 minutes, and then the people who are dialed in, I mean, who are not dialed in, who are listening via Skype may make it. Draw. I mean, that whatever. Anyway, we have 7 minutes. If I talk any longer, we're only going to have 6. So,
okay.
Who am I speaking to? And if you can just give me a number, and then I'll let Ben start.
Okay, 762 is my number.
Okay.
And
your name, please?
My name is Ann.
Okay. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
And your friend?
Do you see anything going on in my love life?
Yeah, September seems to be a, that's your month of September. It's going to be a dry period until then. I think you're going to meet them through a party, some sort of social function. They're not telling me exactly what it is. They don't want you to know what it is, but it's going to, September seems to be your month for a relationship. I think it's going to be a long-term relationship, too.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. Candy, go for it.
I'm picking up the same thing. This person's going to be extremely nice. A professional. You're going to enjoy a lot of going out trips, travel. I even see travel. He's going to be a person that will bring you flowers, candies, things like that. Amy?
Wow, this is crazy. Okay. I got the number that you gave me landed me on the guide part. And what it sees is there's so many. There's like a thousand stations. And I was thinking about what happens when you watch TV and you see one of these things, and there's just so many shows. You certainly can't scroll through. So you end up just sticking on a channel and watching a channel that you don't really like or something you've already seen before, and you know how it ends, and it doesn't end the way that you want it. So you've got, you know, a thousand choices, but it's going to the challenge is going to be making sure that not that you make the right choice, but making sure that you don't fall into that trap where you just watch whatever's on. Then all of a sudden, in the middle of it, this big thing pops across the screen. It says, "Don't just watch TV." The message I'm getting there is to go out. You're not going to, the person isn't going to knock on, well, you know, if the person knocks on your door, they'll probably be like a Jehovah's Witness or something. You know, if you think about the people who knock on the door, it's not anybody who really you want to, there are some lovely, lovely Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't mean it, but you get the basics as a point of example. So don't just, discernment, you're going to have too many choices. But the natural tendency is to watch something that you've already seen and know how it ends, even if it doesn't end, even if it doesn't end well. And, you know, just get out, live the life you want, live the life you want to live, and then that's going to be the way that you can take these almost unlimited choices and bring it down, you know, dilute it down to a manageable number. Because when we have too many choices, our choice is to not make a choice, and then, you know, you'll be marrying the they don't sell Fuller Brush anymore, but you know, you'll be marrying the door-to-door salesman that comes to your door. So discernment, and it's going to be difficult. You're going to have to know what you don't want. It's more important to know what you don't want than to know what you want. It's impossible to really know what we want because there's, you know, infinite possibility. So just be clear on what you don't want. And that's
now,
what I get.
When you say I have 1,000 choices, that's 1,000, like, I mean, I have different men to choose from? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. There's thousands and thousands of, thousands and thousands of choices. I mean, you know, there's just every single possible man that you could imagine. But what happens is if we don't take the time to kind of scroll through and see what all our options are, we just date who we've always dated, and it ends the way it always ends. And if it ended, it probably wasn't good. If it did, you know, if it ended, it was probably because it was supposed to end. So, you know, but we men and women, we just tend to recreate the past because it's familiar and we know how it's going to end. So it kind of gives us a sense of control. So we really want you to think outside the box as far as where you're going to meet this person and the kind of things that this person is going to want to do. Ben, do you have anything else for her?
Yeah, just go out and have fun with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be social.
So I will have opportunities with men.
Yes,
yeah,
so don't just watch TV.
Go out and do salsa dancing for some reason.
Okay. I like
just
to dance.
Go out and do social. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Perfect timing because the Blog Talk lady said that we had 90 seconds, and then she said we had 60 seconds, and that must have been like 45 seconds
20.
Ago. So
it was a great show tonight, people.
or this morning.
Yeah.
I'm so used to a dream at night. It's just like.
Yeah. 10 seconds, 10, 9, 8, and then I'm here at the launching the rocket. Ben, it was great to share the airwaves with you, Candace.
Nice
meeting you,
guys.
Too, as always. And we'll see y'all.
A fast shout out to Jan.
Week.
Love you.
Oh, right. Yeah, thanks. I forgot because I wasn't looking in the chat, but for Dan, and I don't know if DC was there, but our usual. Nope. But there. Anyway, great. We'll see everybody next Saturday. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Okay.